Hey everyone, Josh here, Solopreneur Grind, and this is it, episode 50 of the SG Daily. It is a Wednesday, May the 1st, big day, big daily, and for those who know anything about the daily or have seen SG Daily number 25, you know I'm a big fan of 25 increments, which means that my promise was that every 25th episode, I would focus a little bit more on me, tell you a little bit more about me. And so I was preparing for episode 50, and I went back and listened to episode 25 and realized that I was a bit of a flake in the sense that I think what I talked about was very surface level, right? And I'd like to think that that's pretty typical with someone who's relatively new in the vlogging space or the sharing about who I am space, that we all want to be authentic, right? We want to be authentic. We want to tell people about ourselves, but we also don't, right? Especially as an introvert, I hesitate to share too much information, especially putting it out there on video. So anyways, I watched episode 25. It's very surface level. Hey, this is my business. This is when I started. This is where I live, blah, blah, blah. And I wrote out in my daily email today that it was pretty much all stuff that you could find on my Wikipedia page, which of course doesn't exist yet, but maybe one day. So on episode 50 of the SG Daily, I wanted to go into a little bit more detail, and I figured a good way to do that, just moving the mic closer here, a good way to do that is to pick points, you know, like give 5 points. Because if I'm just talking for 5 minutes, it's kind of hard to give it any structure or any extreme detail. So I was like, let me think of 5 things that people should know, or that I'd want people to know, or that if I was having a more personal conversation, they would know. So I came up with 5. You're going to get 3. The email list got all 5. So I went, my email list, as you know, is where I divulge the most stuff. It's the most personal, most enjoyable, I think, form of communication. So if you want to get all the dirty details, join the email list. Link is in the description below. Whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on the podcast, you'll see the link below in the description to get all the good stuff. It's not spammy. It's 3 times a week, and you get all my best stuff, the deep dark secrets. But I still want to go through 3 pieces of information that you probably wouldn't know about me and wouldn't be listed on my imaginary Wikipedia page. So number 1 is just a little bit more about Solopreneur Grind and my working scenario, which is that Solopreneur Grind is so far has been a pure passion project, meaning there's no products for sale, there's no services for sale, I haven't made a dollar of revenue, and I started it, I think, back in September of 2018, so it's been a little bit over half a year, maybe 7 or 8 months, and the intention is obviously to monetize it eventually, but I haven't yet, and right now I support myself entirely from my main hustle, which is my law firm. I talk about it a little bit. I've learned a lot from it. I probably should talk more about it because my law firm, I've been operating for over a year and a half now. It's gotten to a point where it's just going well. Like it's going well. I have a good list of ongoing clients. I get referrals for new clients. I have systems in place. I have a lot of things automated. I have a virtual assistant who I've been able to outsource a good chunk to, and I can make a comfortable amount of money working my own hours, working wherever I want, whenever I want. I wake up, I record the daily in my own apartment. I'm probably going to check some email, and then I'm going to head to, I've been working out of a co-working space, kind of like a flexible co-working space. And that's awesome because I need a haircut. So I might go for a haircut at 11 a.m. And I really like doing the business stuff, right? So the law firm kind of handles the financial side of my life right now, and the SG Solopreneur Grind stuff is really what my passion is and where I'd like to start growing an income stream so that I can start growing it and relying on it, hopefully at some point full time. So maybe I'll look back on this episode, you know, SG Daily 100 or 150. I can look back and watch this episode and I'll be like, oh yeah, I remember when SG Daily was making, or SG in general was making no money, but I didn't start it to become rich. I started it because, as you'll hear from a lot of my podcast guests, you just got to start something And it's better if it aligns with your interests because it'll keep you motivated, right? If I started a side project last September doing something I wasn't interested in and I wasn't making money, I wouldn't still be doing it. The reason why I've made it to SG Daily number 50 pretty easily, like it hasn't been a struggle, is because I love it. I could do this anyways. I am doing it anyways because I'm not being paid to do it. So that's number one, just to give you a little bit more about me and the SG brand and from the business side of things. Second thing I wanted to share is that, and this is something that's ironic, and it's something that I've been debating kind of putting out there because it goes against a lot of my actions, which is that I hate Instagram. And hate is a strong word, so let me explain. I use Instagram, as some of you may know. You can follow me at Solopreneur Grind. But I don't like the platform, and I don't really like a lot of the content on it. And the reason I say that is because I'm not a big fan of sharing pictures of myself. I don't use it personally. I do not use Instagram personally. I had an account. It's probably still floating around out there. I'm not even logged in. I haven't used it in years. I use it strictly for business, so for Solopreneur Grind, because A, it's got so much potential, right? There's how many, hundreds of millions of users on it. B, it works really well with a podcast, right? I can put up audio snippets. I can put up video snippets. I can go live. I do go live with guests. I actually really enjoy that. I go live usually once or twice a week with podcast guests, and it's really cool for that. So it's really good in that sense. Number three, as I talk about in some of my content creation pieces, you need to use certain amounts of social media, right? So generally, my advice to people is pick two or three platforms that you enjoy and match up well with your business and just do them. And that's what I'm doing with Instagram, YouTube, and email, and podcasting, I guess. If I had my choice, I do have a choice. Actually, everyone has a choice. But the reasons I don't like Instagram are, number one, I don't like taking personal photos. Number two, I find the content is very rehashed or half-assed, so to speak. And I don't like using, foul language, quote unquote. But it's a lot of just rehashed motivational quotes. It's a lot of, people just reposting other people's quotes or reposting famous, successful people's quotes. Like, there's not that much thought that goes into it, in my opinion. Yes, there are some accounts that are really good. Don't get me wrong. So I don't want to say that every account and every post sucks. But I'm saying in general, I've found it's a lot of rehashed motivational quotes. There's a lot of bots out there that just follow unfollow to try and get you to follow, to grow their following. What really grinds my gears is when you'll see comments from accounts that are clearly just bots or like VAs, I guess, that are like, your content is awesome. You should DM me, or your content is great. Check out my profile. Just adding no value whatsoever. So that stuff bugs me, and it's all over Instagram. And that's another reason I don't like it. Now, there's tons of upside, which is why I'm using it. But hey, as soon as things get big enough where I don't really need to do it myself, I'll probably outsource it. I have outsourced some of it. So anyways, that's my thought. Really don't like Instagram. No offense, Instagram. Please keep sharing my content. But I'm just not a fan of the platform. So that's number two. Number one was just talking about SG and income streams. Number two, I don't like Instagram. And number three is the real reason I started Solopreneur Grind is that I think more people need to take more action around getting what they want or giving solopreneurship or entrepreneurship a try. And the real reason I created the brand is to help and motivate, probably more so motivate people to just give it a try, right? Because I understand not everyone wants to be an entrepreneur or a solopreneur, but if you have even thought about it a few times and you might even have an idea or you might even not, I think you owe it to yourself to try. And the real reason I started the podcast is not even to learn as much. I do end up learning a ton, and hopefully you do too. But it's to show people that there are other people who have done it, right? Because you can read a million books and learn the tips and strategies and lessons. That's maybe not even half the battle. It's just doing it. It's just starting and taking action over a long period of time. And I found when I was listening to podcasts that the most help were the messages from the people that just said, you have to go out and do it, and hearing the stories of people who took immense and repeated action over a long period of time. Those are the things that really pushed me. So what I wanted to do with my podcast, and now, you know, the vlog and the Instagram and all that stuff, is just show you what's possible and show you other people that have started and how they started and why they started, and that we're just people, right? I'm just another guy on the other side of a camera on a laptop who did it, who just did it for a while and eventually figured it out how to work, right? Like, no one's born with business success in their blood, right? They might be born with more entrepreneurial type traits, or they might have maybe both parents are more entrepreneurial, or they, you know, they have a BCom, or they read a bunch of business books. But there's a ton of people out there who have none of that, who have done it just because they wanted to and they put in the work. So that's kind of like the real underlying reason for Solopreneur Grind that maybe I don't harp on enough. And I don't want it to sound harsh in the sense that, like, you know, I don't want to sound too like go do it, hustle, 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 because I think you need the right balance of that. But that's why I started it. And yeah, that's a little bit more about me, my insight on SG and my approach to, you know, business and why I hate Instagram. So anyways, hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a little bit longer, but again, for the 25 episode increments, I plan on going a little bit more into me, more my thoughts that maybe a little more controversial or not so typical or something I wouldn't talk about in another daily. Hope you enjoyed. If you connect with any of those 3 points, then I'd love to hear your thoughts, your comments. Feel free to comment if you're watching this on YouTube, or shoot me a DM if you're listening to this on the podcast. Again, you can find this hypocrite at Solopreneur Grind on Instagram. Feels so stupid promoting Instagram after I just ripped on it. But again, I do think it's a good platform for business purposes. Anyways, hope you've enjoyed episode 50 of the SG Daily. To 50 more. Have to cheers with the J-Mug here. And hope your week is going well. And I will see you tomorrow.